Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In a world where there are more podcasts than grains of sand, a motley crew set themselves the challenge of a lifetime to find the most kick-ass things to do and do them. This is How to Kill an Hour. With Marcus Bronzi and a few guys who, well, they claim to be his friends.
Are you serious?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
How to Kill an Hour is the show that you're listening to. My name is Marcus Bronzi.
I'm Sean.
And, so abrupt. And this, I'm Sean. And we have to start this episode with a very strong apology for the amount of sniffles.
There's going to be some sniffling going on.
Christ. It's got to be sniffly, Sean. Because we spoke about it in a previous episode that I'm not very well. It's kind of why we recorded remotely. But I'll be honest with you, Sean. I feel like I've lost 2 weeks of time, bro. Like, I don't, like, as soon as it sounds like I'm moaning too much about my cold, right? Woe betide me, man flu, blah, blah, blah. You just tell me and I'll shut the fuck up, Sean. But like, I feel like...
I am done.
Sorry. Yeah, okay, cool. So this is a show where we talk about the internet. Where Sean and I scour the internet and talk about stuff that we have seen. We also tell some dad jokes and we also talk about how we've been killing some time.
Yeah, come on. Do tell us. Do tell us about your ailments, bro. Come on.
This like cold that I thought I had. I don't even remember when we last recorded. Whenever we recorded last, I thought I'd be cool. But long story short, I've been in this cold for near a month now and I have a newfound respect for modern medicine. Big shout out to the antibiotics that literally look like the pill emoji. Yeah, that have made me feel better, bro. Like, I've realized, it made me remember, if it wasn't for antibiotics, I would not be here, Sean.
It's mad, isn't it?
I wouldn't be here.
It is mad.
I had an infected, like, cut on my leg when I was younger. And without antibiotics, I don't think I'd have a leg. I think I would have got sick and died, bruv. So I'm here. There you go. For the, you know, people out there that are listening, this is, modern medicine is the reason I'm in your ears right now. I'm sorry about that.
Some pro antibiotics.
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by Amoxicillin. But yeah, dude, like, there's this super cold that's been going around that's not COVID. Mm. I almost feel like the cold and flu virus for the last 4 years, because we're almost, do you know it's 4 years? Almost 4 years since the lockdown started.
Wow.
Did you know that? Mad, isn't it?
My brain knew it, but I didn't know it.
Yeah. 4 years ago, we were like giggling at this like virus in Wuhan. I'd never come over here, mate. Colds.
I took it really seriously.
Oh man. Sean, 4 years. So like I was, So literally, I just forgot where I was. But yeah, no, that's it. So I feel like the cold and flu virus has been like, right, dude.
We've got some work to do.
I'm not having this virus that is named after the year 19. still be putting pressure on people in 2023 right now. I've been around, cold and flu, I've been around from the start.
Yeah.
I've been here, bruv. Yeah, I've been here for years. Don't call this a comeback. I've been here for years.
I never left.
I never left. That's what I feel like this cold and flu done. And it's just climbed inside my body and just stayed inside it. But I feel
at
like...
least, at least I appreciate the fact that you're keeping it old school, though.
What do you mean?
Like COVID coming, trying like muscle in, where you're like, nah, go OG cold, innit?
Like, nah, man, I'm not like these hipster punks that are trying to get COVID Mark III. Nah, man, I'm out here with the OG cold and flu. Yeah, get me, bro. When I leave this mortal coil, right? I'm going with the old school stuff like pneumonia, bruv. That's what I'm going with, a classic one. Give me a bubonic plague. That's how I'm signing out, bruv.
Give me a
classic. Give me an absolute classic. Dysentery. Bring that.
Oh. Hey, do you know what this reminds me? I was doing some shopping for Christmas and I was in, I think, is it Smith's or Smythe's? Do you know the one, you know, the toy store?
S-M-Y-T-H, Smith's. Yeah.
Smith's, right?
Yeah.
And I had the old Operation game.
Oh, yes.
An old Operation game, right? And its tagline was something like, with 32 classic ailments. I was like, yeah, man, you got the OG ailments in. I'm bringing these new ones in. Can we
list a few OG ailments? What do you think OG ailment is?
Pneumonia is definitely...
Pneumonia, that's an ailment.
Bubonic.
That's a classic one, isn't it? That's like a Mark One.
AKA the Black Death.
The Black Death, bruv. You get me?
Yeah, that's an OG one.
That's an OG one. An ailment. I feel like an ailment also.
Gout. Gout feels like a classic ailment.
I think there's a number of people in the UK that are feeling gouty after the last few Christmas days, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you one. This was going back 8 or 9 years now. Traveling in Thailand, yeah. This guy got unwell.
Yeah.
And he went to see that. He was traveling and he was staying in the same hostel as me. Bruv, he went to the doctor and he came back. A man got prescribed vitamin C tablets because he had scurvy.
He had scurvy?
Man was bringing back like a disease that used to get on like the ships in like the 1800s or something.
Scurvy?
Man got scurvy. And you know what it was down to? The fact that his diet consisted of McDonald's.
He literally only ate McDonald's.
He was like, yeah, not about this Thai food and rare, rare. And I was like, why are you here, bro?
Mad. He came to Thailand and was like, I'm not here. I'm not about this Thai food. And I'm like, bruv, it's what they call it, food here for starters. Yeah, bruv. So let's just address that. But here it's just food. Yeah. And he, so would you, at the same time, you guys kind of like, ha-ha, as well, like, because
I was
rinsing him. Scurvy, you know.
Like, it was one of them things I was like, bro, I think you've literally brought back an ailment, a deficiency that hasn't been seen for like two centuries.
Like, he probably could just, he's like two Tropicanas away from getting rid of scurvy, right? But he's not. He's just been on...
Have an orange juice if you met these.
Yeah, just have a McMuffin meal with orange juice. He's like, nah, I'm going to stay, keep it classic. None of this. I don't want this Thai orange juice. I want to keep it classic. Coca-Cola. Give me that.
Literally.
Almost. Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's the thing though, man. I think... Because I like a McD's, yeah. I like a Mickey D's, yeah. There's a place and time and place for it. But three times a day or twice a day. And also, it's crazy because he's in Thailand. I'm presuming it's slightly warmer weather, a bit more sun. I feel like vitamin D would be in his system as well. But is it just vitamin C? No, vitamin C that gives you scurvy? Or is it other stuff as well?
No, I believe it's vitamin. I think it's vitamin C deficiency.
Bro, that's the ailment of a sailor that's been on the seas for like nine months.
Because they have no...
Yeah.
They don't have any lemons or oranges or whatever.
That is crazy, man. That's ridiculous.
Maybe I can reconstruct this scenario.
Absolutely wild, bruv. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, look, I have this ailment and I'm back now. But actually, I have got a kill a bit because of it, Sean. Okay. Completed a whole computer game. High on Life. It's a computer game by Squanch Games, which is the guys behind Rick and Morty. And I know that Justin Rowland ain't part of that gang anymore because of his allegations, but I'll circle back to that.
Wait.
Yeah, go on.
Is this the same game that I'm thinking of?
Go on.
High on Life.
It's like a first person shooter.
Yeah.
And your gun talks to you.
Yes, this is the one. This little blue chap.
So...
Yo, we got some good ratings, bro.
Bro, it is, in terms of a game, as a first person shooter, it just works, right? It's not very, very glitchy. So that's done, right? So it's a solid game, but the writing on it is absolutely fantastic. Now, like, obviously there's the voice actors now, but also for the new season of Rick and Morty, they've replaced the voice actors now as well. So it's the writing team, which I think is the key to Rick and Morty. Justin Roiland, whatever, done his thing, whatever. But it was the writers, bruv. The writers.
What's happened? He's naughty stuff, bad stuff.
Like, he's gone. We won't wish him anymore. But they've replaced the actors with the actor, with two actors that can do the voices 90% of the way there. And the writers for Rick and Morty, bruv. And I've interviewed some of the writers that have done other content as well, like animation. They're some of the best comedy writers in the world when it comes to this stuff. So they're writing this game and your gun's talking to you, which is wild. Like, the dialogue is, they've done thousands of hours of dialogue as well. So you can just be standing around and change gun and it'll be like, hey man, oh, thanks for bringing me back, because whatever. Each of your guns interacts with characters. There's more than one gun as well.
Because I saw the same face, but then I saw like an orange one and then a blue one.
Yeah. That's to do with upgrades and stuff. And then, so I completed that. It's quite a short first-person shooter.
Okay.
Because I know people are used to like 20-hour campaigns, like a 10-hour game.
Okay.
And then they had a DLC, High on Knife.
High on Knife.
Which must have been made after My Man left, because it's different voice characters. But yeah, there's a knife in it as well. it's a bit of a stereotype. He's an Australian knife I love shanking, man. He's like, let's get fucking stuck in, man. Come on, let's do this. Like, if you've not whipped him out for a while, he's like, come on, man, let's get busy. You stab him, he goes, I love it. Let's get stabby. I think his name's Stabby. He's like, oh, let's do it. Yeah, really good game. And I'm hoping that they now, after all those complications, I'm hoping that they can be a High on Life too, because I played it to the point where I was Googling, is there anything that I need to look at and unlock? Because there's not like Easter eggs, but there's so much dialogue to be had, because they like, did you watch Rick and Morty?
Not in its entirety, but yeah.
So, you know, did you ever watch stuff like when they had interdimensional cable and stuff, where you could tell it was just them riffing? Like, there'd be like, they'd make up shows like, hello, this is Slug World with slugs eating salt. This is the annual slugs salt eating competition. Like, they do stuff like that. There's dialogue in the game that goes off wild. So I was like, maybe there's other bits. And there is an Easter egg, which kind of gives you a hint to there maybe being a second game. Being
higher on life.
Yeah, higher on life. And there's also achievements in there for fun. I think there's an achievement that says, the guy says, I'm going to give you an achievement that makes it look like you've been watching alien porn for 15 hours. An achievement comes up and goes, you've completed watching alien porn for 15 hours. It goes into your achievements so everyone can see it. And they're like, fuck it out.
That's clever.
So I completed that, which was good. And then I did High on Knife. And that was, probably like the best game I've done to completion at this point. And I think Christmas is the kind of time to get into a game like that. Also, God of War's got a DLC that's dropped for free, so I might get into that, but I haven't touched it yet. I feel like I want to give myself a few extra days off in the new year, bruv, because I just feel like I feel like I'm back. I've woken up, bruv. I'm awake.
Literally, you know what you were saying about that thing where you get very used to very quickly just feeling like if you're at 100% and then suddenly you're at 70, after like 3 days, 70 is like the normal 100 again. And then only until you come out of that do you like, I was like fucked for a bit, wasn't I?
Yeah. Like, dude, like, I'm usually climbing up the walls to just go for a walk. I'm like a dog. Antsy. Like, if I don't have my outdoor time every day, I'm not happy. Like, I feel antsy. Yeah, very perfect description. And I've not felt like that. I've been perfectly happy with just sitting down, watching TV and having a snooze until recently. Today, I feel like I want to get out and about. Before I ask you how you've been killing time, Sean, I just want to say a direct... I'm just looking at myself in the monitor if you're watching the video.
I'm not gonna
I
lie,
look
man.
Fucking
you
rough,
look
bro.
Frass.
I look frass is the only word. I look like I am one of the thieves from Home Alone 1. I look like, if I take this hat off, I think I look like somebody who's in a post-apocalyptic film who's moved out to the countryside and learned how to make their own clothes. I feel like I look like someone who's just come out of the Matrix.
And then
I look like I've just come out of the Matrix.
They didn't get any clippers with them.
I look like I just came out of the Matrix. I feel like I've come out, I've woken up, and they're about to jack me in to fucking help out the guys.
Bro, it's only like you've got a high bar in it.
Jesus Christ.
You're tidy in it. Do you know what I mean? Usually,
yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, it happens though, innit, bruv? Get me. But you know what? I have enjoyed not. I've not had a haircut for almost a month. That's nice. You've had your hair long before and short before. Do you trim regularly or? Yeah.
It depends. If I've got like the hair length that I have now, it's every like couple of weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
If it's long, you can kind of get away with it for like 2 months before you.
Sweet, man. Yeah. Having an afro, the great thing was not going to the barbers, but also just it's a lot of extra. You got to start.
It is work, man. It is. It's long.
I have a newfound respect for anyone with long hair. Whenever you have long hair in it.
Yeah. After a short while, I'm like, this is long.
Yeah, man. Like long gone are the days when you have long hair of just, oh man, I ain't got no shampoo. It's a bit of shower gel in there. Don't tell anyone, innit? Ain't going to harm anyone if you do it once or twice.
Bro, I went to, this is after I came back from traveling and I had just grown out my hair whilst I was out there.
Yeah.
And then when I came back, I went to a hairdresser. I thought, I'm going to go to an actual hairdresser's. And bro, I went there, I got there was like eight of them, yeah. And they all just like created a circle and just cussed me out.
Really?
They cussed me out for my, they were like, what's your hair care routine? And I was like, I'll put some shampoo in it. I got schooled, bro.
Stifled with like stifled laughs. You said it. You said shampoo. Really?
Yeah.
Have you got a, did they give you some, spit some game in your ear then? Did they, you know what you need? What do you need to be doing?
But this is when I had a lot of hair, yeah? And they were like, they were saying to me that I needed to use this product and get this diffuser for a hair dryer, and I need to, this is like, bruv, I was like, I have not got time for this shit. I'm gonna wash my hair, I'm gonna shampoo it, if I absolutely have to, I'll put conditioner in it,
Do
you know what I mean? And then after that they were like, no, so when you come out the shower, what you need to do is you need to get this serum and you need to put like a few squirts, and then what you need to do is you need to like fluff it into the bottom part, and then you need to blow dry it with this diffuser. I was like,
that's long.
None of this is happening.
That's long.
Happened. I'm just gonna put it, like when it was long, I just put it into like top knot or
I thought you were gonna say, like, once they said all of that to you, like, okay, short back and size, please.
Number two. Yeah, standard.
Is that the case? All of it off. Do you know what? Just take my eyebrows as well. Let's go for it, bruv. I don't want any self-care. So how have you been killing time over the last few weeks, Sean? Because the last time we caught up was like the 19th, innit? So it's like, you know, a long time ago.
Oh man. I have been very lazy and I have been very excited about being very lazy, and I don't feel a way about it at all. Not one bit.
Talk us through your laziness, man. Because I think laziness is underrated nowadays. I think people always want to be on their hustle, innit?
They don't. People, oh, I'm lazy. They don't know. They don't know like how to actually be lazy, innit?
Oh, school me, bruv.
I mean, we're going old school, innit?
We're going old school. Listen, like, we already had scurvy in this episode of the bubonic plague, so let's get real old school with our lazy.
I mean, I feel like I didn't leave the house for going on 3 days. I didn't even get cabin fever.
Oh, yeah, man.
I was just like, no, I've stocked up with all the provisions.
Nice.
It was just, yeah, man.
You didn't need for anything.
I didn't need anything, man. Not need, no, nada.
Ooh, I just. You need now nada.
No, nada. It was great. It was great, man. And watched some films. Ended up, you know, I was really upset. I watched the new season of Jack Reacher, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm halfway through it.
When you say halfway, I mean halfway through.
I'm halfway through the new season, but I've got a couple more to watch, and there's a couple more to drop, aren't there?
Okay, as we record this. You've watched like three or four or something.
I'm like, I was three in, and then I had a couple of drinks, so I don't remember the fourth one.
Three in. But hey, I'm telling you what, it's like the most easy watching. Like, we watched 5 hours of it and it felt like an hour. It's just so easy watching. And do you know what I've clocked about Reacher in this?
Yeah.
He comes out with the simplest but the most cutting remarks.
Yes.
He's like, go over there, stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it.
Hey, there's one to come. I'm sorry. I have to
go. No, go for it.
Spoil it. When he goes, what did he say? You might have seen it already. When he's talking to the the Italian American bold cop.
Yeah,
he's like Boston
from The Wire.
From The Wire.
Yeah.
I think his name's like Lombardozzi or something.
He's proper. He's the proper New York. Man.
He's brilliant.
He's fucking class.
And it's just, I can't remember. There's just a bit where he just turns around and he was like, "You drive like you're blind." That's what he's doing, and it's so simple. But I'm like, oh, that was cutting. That was
So, Sean, I don't know if you know this or not, but I am a massive fan of the Jack Reacher books. I've read all of them.
Have you?
25 or so books. And Tom Cruise obviously thought he looked like Jack Reacher. And wrote, and brought out the films. That's why there's only two of them and brother.
Wait.
Yeah, I know.
The maddest casting. No, let's be honest. Like the mad, it's where my man is supposed to be like 6'5", 6'6".
He's 6'4", 250 to 300 pounds. Solid muscle. Yeah, that's so his character in the book.
I thought about is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, forget Chris Hemsworth. No, yeah, out of the picture. No. I was thinking it's either got to be Tom Cruise or Danny DeVito between either of those. What does that say? What does that say about how Tom Cruise sees himself? I gotta rate a man with that much energy. You know that was a Tom Cruise production. I doubt he's worked on a film that he's not been in the back end of. For a long time.
I will say this. It's gonna be hard to find anything that will make you think worse of Tom Cruise anyway.
Yeah,
like I'm just trying to think. There's only like a few things I can think of which I'm like, yeah, I don't know, he's more of a
bruv. Do you know what it is with Tom Cruise? Right, the his films. Some of his films I really like. Bro. I can't consume content about him as a person because it's detrimental. And I know I'm being hella ignorant, right? But it's the only way I can enjoy the movies. Because let's be honest, Mission Impossible films are cheesy. But I'm watching them.
Oh, all of them.
Some of the sci-fi ones. The one Tomorrow's World, the one where he has to go back in time. Edge of Tomorrow. Love that film. Shot in the UK as well, tax break.
Vanilla Sky.
Oh, come on. Bruv. Absolute classic. Absolute classic. Mission Impossible 2. Sorry, I just got to list them. Mission Impossible 3.
The Last Samurai.
Oh, I mean,
bruv, that film gets me every time, bro.
Fantastic cast. So he is in some amazing things. I have been trying to work out whether he's...
I literally was having this conversation the other day.
Yeah.
I don't like having things where they're a true statement on my part, but I have to explain them away. I don't like having things and liking most of Tom Cruise's films is one of the first things that I feel like if you said it, I'm going to have to give you like a 3 to 5 minute explanation as to why and the fact that I do not think that he is a nice or a pleasant human being in real life.
Yeah, man. He is. I'll give you my explanation, right? By the way, he did produce the first one. I probably produced the second one as well. So that means it was a Tom Cruise production.
They weren't bad.
They weren't bad, right?
But if you're a Jack Reacher fan, you'll be like, what?
I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you think it's a joke? Like, Tom Cruise is probably closer to Danny DeVito in size and stature than he is to the actual Jack Reacher, like actor. Like, that's less of a reach. Like, do you know what I mean? And Danny...
He's of a reach. Back on
form. Back off. But yeah, so that's absolutely wild, man. But yeah, man. So yeah, it was quite a surprise. But a little bit of... I'm nerding out. Sean, again, just tell me if I'm nerding out. So even though Lee Child helped to write the films, obviously it didn't work so well, but on this Amazon production I believe he's a lot more hands-on, so that's why some of the stuff that Jack says like is cut from the books. Like, you know, in the books, bruv, he is raw with the way that he cusses people because he's a big dude and he's aware that people think he's big and dumb, so he says things simply, but he makes very cutting remarks. Some of the stuff he says in the books is like, but like, you know, just what kind of stupid are you? Or like when there's a fight scene and they're like, how many guys have you got? He's like, nine. He's like, to be honest, bruv, that's about nine too little for me, or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you a chance right now to walk away, or I'm going to bust your kneecaps, or whatever. Yeah, he backs his chat, but he's also highly intelligent as a police officer as well. Like, you see him as a detective making really good deductions and stuff like that.
He has some great one-liners in this.
Oh, bruv. Some of it.
More guns. You know, he just comes up with some good one-liners.
And some of that is taken straight from the books. It's like Reacher looked around and realized that they needed more guns. And then Neely says to him, what do you think we need? More guns. Yeah. Or like, you know, I like my guns like I like my coffee, strong and black. Yeah, like, I don't know, like, I'm ruining it. Anyway,
I'm riffing.
I'm coming back. I'm going to come back. But Lee Childs, the writer, who's a British writer, actually, who lives in New York, lives wherever he wants now, pretty much, bro. I think one of his books sells every half a second. He's spent a lot more time on this Amazon production, making sure that it's more reachery than ever. I believe he probably would have had some input on the casting as well, because the reacher in the thing looks so much more like reacher from the books.
Does it feel quite close?
Yeah, very close. To the point, he's putting so much energy to the point now where Lee Childs is handing over some of the writing of the new books to his brother, Andrew Childs. So the last two books, he's been co-written with his brother. So because he's putting so much energy into the Jack Reacher show, being reachery enough. And that's why I think it's working so well this time around. And what's funny is, I think the Reacher actor was so gassed, because he would have been, to get that role, bruv, you're set for life now, innit, yeah? To be that gassed, to hold down his excitement was probably quite hard in the first season. And I think he was good in the first season, but he is so Reacher in this season as well.
Oh, is it? Oh, I like
so
that even
more
now.
Reacher. He's massive as well. He's been hitting the Hollywood regime, because he's 40, massive, but he's also right, like, there's a shot where he backs off his top. He clearly prepared for that. He's flipping.
Yeah, when
wham.
He gets like a cut on it. He
yeah,
gets
yeah.
Bro, I was I remember seeing that he's, when like normally he's like a third of that, like he's still a still a like a unit, because he's like 6'2", or he's still a like a big dude.
He was in the Hunger Games and he played a big muscular guy in the Hunger Games,
but he is wham.
He's wrestler, he's WWE attitude era big, isn't
it? Yeah, he's like you gotta be going gym 4 or 5 times a week just to maintain that physique. You gotta be eating,
he's probably eating ridiculous calories, and I wouldn't be surprised. He'd probably have the provisions and money to be comfortable, but it's not comfortable to be that size. It's not comfortable.
Do you reckon
to that size.
To like water cut or something for that, like
for that topless thing. That was a water cut, bruv. He was. If you're walking around looking like that, he's on some different kind of juice. But I noticed that he looks even bigger in certain other episodes, which they would have shot out of sync. So he must be. I don't know, bruv. He just looks like a unit. You wouldn't want to punch from him, bruv. Do you know what's sick, right? The most reachery thing that we saw in this episode was when he walks up to the car where the Italian cops are here, and he's like, what's this guy going to do? Because he's a cop. He's like, what's this guy going to do? Walks up to the front of your car and just stamps on it in the right place to get the airbag. And the guy's like, I think someone says like later on, like, the airbag busted my nose. Dude. No. He goes, you busted his nose. No, the airbag busted your nose. That's it, yeah.
I tell you what though, he's the other guy's character, the detective, that Longman Nosey, whatever his name is, he's a good character in it.
Fantastic casting.
Really, really
fantastic casting. So, and all, last facts, because I'll be probably super nerding out on it, but as soon as, I think after the first 24 hours of The Reach, the first season dropping, they agreed to renew the whole lot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, bruv. So of the first season,
numbers.
But I reckon this second season, the way that Prime are pushing it, because it's on the front page, isn't it, at the moment in time, like this moment in time, the way that Prime are pushing it, it's great. Only problem is they didn't drop the whole flipping season at once.
I know. I didn't realize this until yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I went, what? How is this the last episode?
Yeah.
And then I just saw it said new episodes out next Friday, right. And that was pissed.
If you want, we can do a watch party. I did do a Jack Reacher drinking game. This is why I forgot what happened after the third episode. I foolishly said.
Which one did you do? Was it like when someone gets punched? What did you do?
I made one up on the spot.
Okay.
It was whenever, this one isn't bad, whenever Jack Reacher does a quip and murks someone, like whenever he says something that's like, ooh, have a sip. And then foolishly, I was like, have a sip whenever anyone calls him Reacher.
Oh.
And it's like, Reacher, Reacher, Reacher. I'm like, I was taking really small sips, but it got me there, bruv.
You could have done one.
Where someone dies.
No, you could have done one where you had to down your whole drink when someone calls him anything apart from Reacher.
Oh my days. Because
if you clock that throughout the series, people call him Mr. Reacher.
Yeah,
and he's always like, no, please, Reacher.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, Major. No. Call me Reacher, but you still have to do what I say. Oh, that would mess me up. So there might be a better drinking game out there, but bruv, if you're up for it, we can do it. Sippy sip. Can I throw a TV show back your way, which I really hope you like, if you like funny quips?
Go on.
Slow Horses. It's an Apple TV show. Gary Oldman.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Fan.
Gary Oldman playing a detective. It's all, he's not even the, he's one of the main characters. It's about a sector of MI5, which is like, they get the shit jobs. It's like the B team. Yeah.
MI5 B team.
Yeah. MI5 B team, but obviously they get tied. When you have a B team in MI5, who takes the hit for when shit hits the fan? You blame it on a B team. So it's great. And that doesn't spoil anything. There's 3 seasons of it, Sean. All of it's lined up and good to go. They've already shot the 4th season. because they show you the previews of they showed us previews of the fourth season. Gary Oldman is fantastic in it. The drinking game we did for that is.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have a sip every time Gary Oldman murk somebody, bruv. And then also have a sip every time someone says fuck. That's enough.
When you say murk, are we talking about verbally murking?
Verbally somebody? Murking somebody, bruv.
Verbal murkage.
Bruv, he's horrible, bruv. He's horrible.
Is it like elementary, like cutting remarks?
It is like snatch level remarks.
Oh, damn.
He'll do, and his character is absolutely disgusting. His character will walk in the room and be like, oh, fucking hell. Right, I'm going to leave now because that stinks. Open a window. Like, he's like that, but also he's a fantastic character. I don't want to say too much, honestly, like, Slow Horses. It's a range of books that have been converted into seasons. It made me want to read the books. But yeah, man. And it's based, that was it. The other one was, because we're from London, Sean, if anywhere in the show is somewhere that you've physically been, have a sip as well. Because it's not loads, but there's a few who are like, oh, Regent's Park, whatever, you get me. But it's nice. It's a nice take on the whole detective thing. Because I think we have a lot of detective shows where everything looks really clean cut. You know, like where you have those like pristine offices with glass windows and glass walls and stuff like that. And everyone seems to be prim and proper. This is like a bit of a gritty, pissy, shitty, smelly side of detective work, which is a real side of it. And like, I've met real operatives before. And the scariest thing about them is they do not look like operatives.
Right.
They don't look like Jack Reacher. They don't look like these sexy ass people like he wrote. Like, because let's be honest, everyone in Jack Reacher's team, pretty good looking, innit?
Yeah.
These bunch of dudes look like just your regular. Yeah, like me and you, innit? Just like, you'd walk past them and be like, he ain't going to operate shit. But these people are like high level operatives. It's fantastic. It really froze you.
Okay,
really froze you, man. Yeah, honestly, I'll try it if you've got Apple TV. You got Apple TV, Ted Lasso and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, check it out. So yeah, that's all our killer bits. We've not even done any jokes yet, Sean.
Nah, man.
I haven't brought any jokes to the table, I'll be honest. I haven't done my homework this week.
I mean, I can save the day. We can not do jokes. Well, how are you feeling?
Oh, we've got time for a couple of jokes. It's up to you, man. I mean, I've got...
Have you got bad ones?
No, I came across some cusses. May both sides of your pillow be warm. I don't know why that's a cuss, but it is.
May both sides of your pillow be warm.
But it made me start Googling some of the worst cusses in the world.
All right. Okay. I'm down to hear some of these.
I hope every sock you put on will be slightly rotated just enough for it to be uncomfortable.
Oh, that is... But these are the... Oh, that's kind of dark, you know. It is.
May your tea be too hot when you receive it and too cold when you remember it's there.
That one's upsetting.
May you always step in a wet spot after putting on fresh socks. The rage. The waste of a fresh pair of socks.
Oh, yeah, that one actually, all three of those actually hurt a little bit.
I got the last one for you. May your article load that tiny little extra bit so when you're about to click on a link, you click on an ad instead. Oh man. Which is the worst one for you?
Instant fuming. Oh man. Oh, that's a tough one because I'm a, you know, I'm a big tea fan, so yeah, that one's tough. But the sock one, yeah, and the...
Yeah. We need to get you one of those mugs that keeps its temperature for
Bro, I've been looking at them.
Yeah, yeah. We need to, I think they've got some new ones. We need to review the new ones, bruv.
When I was just working from home for the whole time, I can't believe I didn't buy one of them. I would literally waste about 20 minutes a day microwaving tea.
I went full nerd, yeah, and just had a big ass flask. Like I had a camping level flask. Like I'd have like a litre of coffee. Such a good flask, yeah. If I forgot it, next day, open it up, fucking hell.
Thermos coffee coming through.
Yes, Rob. Proper, man. Yeah, there you go. That's what I've got, Sean. I've got some curses. For me, the socks one was probably the
worst.
Which
socks one? The first or the third one?
The stepping in a wet pack. Wet. Have you ever done that in the morning?
Of course.
Is that one of them times when you might swear at the sock?
Going back to bed after that. You know it's just going to be...
That's a day when if you were to walk in on me, you just hear me, see me looking at my foot going, you fucking piece of shit.
Bro, it's like if I'm walking on the way to work, yeah, and then you accidentally step in a puddle and you're like...
Do you know like when you step on that wonky bit of curb, like a wonky tile, and it pushes it down and then you splashes all over your ankle and foot? Oh, that's rage, man. That is absolutely...
I want to write a strongly worded letter to the council at this point.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I want to get some compensation for these wet socks that I've got.
Can I just tell you this, right? Off topic, but talking about council. Oh, just on the road near me, yeah, bruv, there is a pothole on this road.
Yeah.
That if I drove my car into this pothole, I would not come out of it. Literally, bro. What? It's like that big, yeah, a pothole, and it's like this deep, bruv.
Wow. If you're listening, Sean's gone like 2 foot wide and 1 foot deep.
I think my car might front flip if it and buckled, like, yeah.
And no one's done anything. There was a dude that was in like a rural part of the UK that was drawing massive cocks around them that was kind of encouraging the council to cover them up. But I feel like in London, it's not enough. The council will be like, oh yeah, well, it's cock in it, whatever.
You just reminded me of the first Brooklyn. Can we just say shout out to Andre, I don't know if to pronounce his last name. Andre,
I don't want to say it incorrectly, but yeah, you know.
Oh, we know, you know, we were talking about.
Yeah, man.
Captain Holt from Brooklyn. That was sad news, man. And very sudden.
He came through. I don't know if he was meant to be as front facing as he ended up being, but his character, Andre Broer, but yeah, like I don't think he was meant to be as front and center, but once you put him on camera, you can see they were like, we're going to give this guy so much more. I feel like he was meant to be one of the characters that you saw a bit of. Like, who were the two?
Hitchcock and Scully. Or something.
Hitchcock and Scully, like, he would have a quip and go. But then when they started to develop his character, bruv, like, what was one of your favorite moments? I know one of your favorite moments was, damn, son! Don't say son. One of mine was like, he's like, I can't remember. I think it was Jake. He's like, Jake was meant to come over or whatever. And Raymond... like, and his husband or whatever had guests over, and he's like, I'm cooking my speciality dish, rice. And they're like, no one could come. He's like, well, what am I going to do with all this rice? And Jake was like, you can just heat it up and have it for breakfast. He was like, interesting. Bruv.
It's brilliant. I can't actually remember. You said something which reminded me of a Brooklyn episode.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was now. Did you say
the rice bit?
No. It was what brought me onto it, because I was going to mention something about...
Oh, sorry.
About Brooklyn.
We were talking about curses.
Where did we go from there?
Brain farting, man.
Yeah. Hey, it doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry, bro. It might,
it's my bad.
I hope it comes back, man. What a great show that was, man.
So good.
Yeah, man.
And I'm upset there's not going to be any like specials or...
Yeah. Do you know what, though? At the same time, 150 episodes of it. It's enough time for us now to forget, go back and rewatch.
Right.
If they do it now, it could be one of them ones where it's not got the same energy, especially now Raymond Holt ain't around, innit? How do you write around that? Do you know what I mean? Get me?
No, you're right.
Great show, man. Even Scully and what was it again?
Hitchcock and Scully.
Even when they did a little bit of development for their backstory, that was flipping funny, man. Yeah. So good. Such a good show, man. Probably one of the best comedies. I think it's another one of those ones where it's the guys from behind The Office. There's a lot of comedies that came from the production team. It's got Office energy behind it, bruv, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I think it definitely, I would put my money in it having someone from the, even the American Office or British Office team.
I would say the last season got a tiny bit preachy when it came to, like, because of everything that was going on regarding the police in America and all that. It got a little bit preachy, which was a bit like, it kind of felt like it should be separated from any kind of political stances or anything like that. But it, you know.
A couple of their episodes and character arcs were a bit on the nose. Like, I was a bit like, oh, all right, bro, it's a bit ABC. But minor compared to some of the other stuff. Compared to, like, the cold open where it's like they do get each of them to sing Backstreet Boys.
Oh, get me?
That was flipping hectic, man. That was hectic. Was it NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, whatever it was?
You are number four.
Number four. That's it. Number four killed my brother. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's it. All I got for you jokes-wise, Sean. I just got some curses. What have you got, dude?
Let me see. I've got a couple of long-form ones. All right, this was a bit Christmas themed.
Okay. All right, save it for next year. No, I'm joking. No, go for it.
Jesus Christ was in heaven and feeling a bit down. St. Peter asked, "What is wrong, my Lord?" Jesus said, "My father was a humble carpenter. I left home at an early age and I never saw him again. Perhaps you'll feel better with a good walk." So Jesus went for a long walk and came upon an old man sobbing. "Why are you crying, my son?" The old man said, "I was a humble carpenter and my son left home at an early age and I never saw him again." Jesus was stunned. "Father, Pinocchio."
That's a good one, you know.
Not bad.
I like it. It's a bit Christmassy as well. I like it. I'll take that.
Do you want to do some cusses in the middle of the other couple I have?
I'm more.
Are you all out of cusses? I know good ones though, because they were ones which, like, they made my soul like cringe.
I found a few more actually. "May your big toe only always find the hole in your sock." All right. "May you wake up at 3 a.m. with unbearable leg cramps." "May you step on a Lego."
Stepping on the Lego.
There you go.
Which is worse? Lego?
Yeah.
Or a plug that you've left like that? It's a horrible one.
Plug. Upturn British plug as well. Listen, if you don't know about UK plugs, their three pins are strong. Stepping on a plug without... do you know what it is? It's not the stepping. It's the... If you see it, either of those a millisecond beforehand, you can kind of adjust your weight. If you don't, and you full lean, put that up against the coffee table, knee hit. Combo.
The little toe.
Yeah, all of that. Pain. I can try and find cusses in between the jokes, Sean.
All right. Got another one for you. Obviously, there's some smut now. Right. Several years ago, Great Britain funded a study to...
Gritton? Let's call it that from now on.
All right. Gritton. Several years ago, Gritton funded a study to determine...
Sorry, no, do it with Gritton.
Right. Several years ago, Great Britain funded a study to determine why the head of a man's penis is larger than the shaft.
Yeah.
The study took 2 years and cost over £1.2 million.
Rah.
The study concluded that the reason the head of a man's penis is larger than the shaft is to provide the man with more pleasure during sex.
Yeah.
After the results were published, France decided to conduct their own study on the same subject. They were convinced that the results of the British study were incorrect. After 3 years of research at a cost of in excess of €2 million,
Jesus,
the French researchers concluded that the head of a man's penis is larger than the shaft to provide the woman with more pleasure during sex. When the results of the French study were released, Australia decided to conduct their own study. The Aussies didn't really trust British or French studies, so after nearly 3 hours of intensive research and at a cost of around $75, three cases of beer, the Aussie study was complete. They concluded that the reason the head of a man's penis is larger than the shaft is to prevent your hand from flying off and hitting you in the forehead. Oh, sorry. I was quite
funny but true.
I was about to say quite a long one there, but that's what she said.
Yes, Sean is. I like that. Don't be sorry, bro. Don't be sorry at all. That's fantastic, man. All right, I need to give you a cuss in between these. Oh my god!
If you found one, I'll do a short quip.
Yeah. Go on.
Quip. I got my girlfriend a refrigerator for Christmas. You should have seen her face light up when she opened it.
You can't, why are you coming with the Christmas fire in January?
I'm sorry, man.
You know what, by the way, I'm not a festive person. Yeah. I'm an absolute Grinch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every now and again, the festive spirit just like it grabs me. And then so
there you go. Fair enough. What if you did a birthday version of it and just switched it for birth?
Right, let's do it. Oh my God. Okay, this is actually Christmas themed as well.
Hang on.
Kind of. This guy, Joe, goes to pick up his fiancée for a date in his brand new Porsche. His fiancée is confused because Joe isn't exactly a wealthy guy. She says, "Where did you get this Porsche?" Joe says, "It was in my garage." She says, "What was it doing in your garage?" Joe says, "Well, I guess God put it there." She says, "That's ridiculous, Joe." Joe says, "Well, yes, it is ridiculous, isn't it, Mary?"
That is the shade. That's a Christmas clapback, bro. That's a Christmas clapback. Christmas clapback. Oh man. Right, here you go. May you always put a USB in the wrong way round first time round. Oh, that's a
how many hours of my life have I?
Have you ever done the thing where you put it in? It doesn't work that way.
And you turn it around.
It doesn't work that way.
And then you go
and
back.
Then it works that way. What's going on?
I think it's because your brain goes, it's 50-50. And then you go to put it in, it's like, no, it's not. It's like 91.
The house always wins.
I was like, yeah. House
always wins. I feel like that with HDMI leads as well. I never plug them in the right way the first time around, ever. Ever.
I have to be looking at it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would just...
It's like docking two spaceships. You know, like how they make a big deal out of it in sci-fi shows. I'm like, I have to freaking take time.
Left a millimeter, right a millimeter. Mm-hmm.
Sean, thank you for the jokes. Have you got more? Are you all done? So, bruv, no pressure if you haven't. We've got time for a story or two if you want instead.
All right, let's do story.
There you go. Sweet, sweet.
I'm gonna start with the story because this is the one that I saw over Christmas and it tickled me.
Let's go for it, bruv.
I'm gonna put it out there that anything that makes Piers Morgan annoyed tickles me in general.
Fantastic, fantastic.
So this prick. This is the headline.
Sorry, quick one. I love it. I got like a lot of comedian friends. They're like, oh, we're comedians, so we don't want to be too political or whatever. But I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to call someone a prick. Fuck that shit. Fucking prick. Yeah, but what do you think about it? Don't you think it's a point, bro? I don't care. This bro is a prick,
I
you know?
I will say this.
Yeah.
When I find people who host talk shows or pods or anything like that,
yeah,
and I don't like them,
yeah.
I don't agree with a lot that they say, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I almost find it more interesting when they get someone on their show that I also don't like, because I'm like, well, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I haven't, you know, like sometimes I might watch like Joe Rogan or something like that, and then I feel like, yeah. I kind of like Joe Rogan and I like his, you know, shtick, so, but it's more fun. So when I watched like 10 minutes of Piers Morgan and Andrew Tate, and I was just like, what I don't know what
two people interrupting each other
literally the whole time.
It was
awful but also kind of funny for them.
It's like Celebrity Deathmatch, isn't it? That's what he's watching.
God, Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think a lot of people would pay to watch them two get in the ring and have a fit punch up in it.
Oh yeah, standardly.
I mean, we know it would probably go one way, in it. You know, yeah.
One being Piers Morgan, the other one being ex-professional kickboxer, yeah. So I think
he's got to do one leg, one arm, innit?
Yeah, probably. I'd still be close, I reckon.
I'd watch that. We say it wouldn't happen, but Sean, in this world, it could happen, bruv.
It could.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold out hope. So this is the title. Piers Morgan furious as he hits out at claims he played Pigeon Lady in Home Alone.
Every year.
How does this make?
Every year.
This is the first time that I've come across this.
This is the best recurring story ever.
I did not know this was a recurring thing since his, I think it was his son who put it, who posted, I think it was in like 2018 or something. His son like put a little joke up. People still every year send him pictures. And you know what the greatest thing is? That he takes the time to respond to them being like, it's not me. like angry face emojis, yeah.
I have not seen a better lookalike for a long time, bro.
It's
wild. If you type in Piers Morgan Home Alone, the internet just gives you so much, bro. Bro, he looks like the pigeon lady. There's nothing, that, there is no, there is nothing, nowhere around it, bro.
He doesn't, it's him, man, come on.
It is him, innit? It is him, it is him. Look, there's nothing wrong with getting a bit to you know, working on the side. Like, listen, yeah, you're the editor of one of the biggest papers in the UK. But, bruv, you know, a little bit of a Hollywood shine here and there ain't going to hurt you, is it, bruv?
I thought he played a good character.
Yeah, I think he was quite good.
I don't know. I feel like you should just embrace it.
Is it? Yeah, I think a lot more people would like to see him covered in pigeons
Kevin.
And shit. What was the moral of his character, anyway, in that? What was the moral of the pigeon person?
I don't know, yeah. I don't know, but it did remind me of a book that we read in school called Why the Whales Came. Do you ever remember reading that?
I have not. Nah, man.
By Michael Morpurgo. And there was like a weird... There was a guy who had the same energy as this. Like the creepy guy in Home Alone 1 who lives
yeah,
next door.
Yeah.
But I have no idea, actually. What the moral of... I have no idea. Is there a moral?
I think the moral is creepy old people, we should give them a chance. In today's day and age, I'd say err on the side of caution. Don't. If you're a young child, don't talk to a person that's feeding all the pigeons, and don't talk to the creepy person that's scary. Because you know what? You could be right and they're a nice person. You could be wrong and you end up disappearing. Do you get me? You end up being food for the birds. Do you know what I'm saying, bruv?
Oh, cynical.
Yeah, man. Cynical. It's weird that, isn't it? Like, that was the moral of the story, is maybe you should trust old, scary looking old people. And nowadays they're like, absolutely not, bro.
Don't do it.
Absolutely not. But yeah, no, I just want to say congratulations to Piers for that fantastic role. Iconic, probably one of the better Christmas films this year. I mean, I'd say Home Alone 1 still pips it. Some people think the second one's better than the first. I don't know why. Oh, I mean, I'm wearing my cosplay for the Wet Bandits right now. This fucking jumper. I love that about Piers. Sean, I have found a story in the meantime, which is quite good. And this one goes out to my dry January people as well. I'm going to be having a moist January as well, because I've kept it quite dry for Christmas. Researchers find the cause behind beer goggles has been debunked. That's right. The cause behind beer goggles has been debunked by science. Science, Sean. Yeah? This holy time of year, there's still a bit of room for science. I'll tell you that, Sean. Researchers find that alcohol impairs face symmetry detection. It doesn't influence judgments of attractiveness. Now, let me break this down. Okay. So scientists have debunked a theory that beer goggles effect is due to drinking. It's not finding them more attractive because you're just drunk. It's more that you think that they look more symmetrical. And as we know, Sean, symmetry and beauty are combined. You get me? Like, you know, with some slight little like outlying things, like a little, you know, beauty spot or whatever. But researchers from the University of Portsmouth, where clearly they have tried a lot of drink, because I'll be honest, down there, they like to party, bruv, Portsmouth and Bournemouth. Researchers from the University of Portsmouth questioned 99 men and women aged between 18 and 62.
Why didn't they do 100? Come on, man. Why did it stop at 99? They did 99, they went, yeah, I think let's probably leave it there. And everyone was like, what, dude, this last...
Me? No. Sorry, Dave. Yeah, sorry. Out of time. Do you think it was an odd numbers thing so they could have a majority vote one way or the other? They couldn't have a 50-50 split of anything. That's why, isn't it? That's why, probably. Or maybe it's just to make us ask that question.
Maybe.
Get me. Well, I'll go for more of an eye-raising 69 people, just to snigger. Anyway, between 18 and 62 in a pub test to test how many people... Anyway, I'll start again. Research from the University of Portsmouth questioned 99 men and women aged between 18 and 62 in a pub to test how people rate looks after a few drinks. So they did this test in a pub. Researchers went to work at a pub. I want this kind of research work. It's a good job. It's
really important what work they're doing for humanity.
Exactly. I mean, it's listen, we need to know about these things.
We do.
Beer goggles. The study published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology found that alcohol did impair face symmetry detection, but it didn't influence judgments of attractiveness. So the term beer goggles, which has been used for decades to describe when a person finds themselves sexually attracted to someone while intoxicated but not sober, is kind of true but isn't. Does that make sense?
Someone just doesn't
look better, they just look more symmetrical.
But then we know that symmetry and beauty are aligned. So then
they do look better.
If you extrapolate it down further.
Oh, science words. Use that short.
It makes you think that they are more beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Also, you might see two of their faces as well, which means you've doubled the, quadrupled the beauty there. Do you get me? So not only are they symmetrical, you're seeing two of them. You're like, fucking hell. You lot are, both of you twins look fantastic. Yeah, you get me? Wow.
That was...
So it affects symmetry. Does that work? Is that why you wouldn't like paint a wall while you're pissed as well? Because you'd be like, that, I'll hang a picture. Oh, that's fucking great. That's symmetrical, perfect part of the room. And then it's not. That's it really, bruv. I mean, I can get further into it, but we can't deny the existence of beer goggles effects, but we think it would be more easily detectable using live models for experiments instead of static photographs. So they used images. So therefore, further research is needed to find the missing piece of the puzzle.
Oh my God!
Dr. Harvey said that. Shout out to Dr. Harvey.
As soon as they finished the study, they went, this study does not feel complete. I think there needs to be more work put into this study. More research. More evenings of research are required.
So we've done beers. Now we need to move on to vodka.
Vodka.
And then whiskey.
Yeah.
And then we all know, Sean, rum and coke. Come up, bruv. That could just be a game goggles. Changer. What do you think is... It's called beer goggles, but what do you think is the beverage that could induce this quickest? Bro,
I feel that it changes for everyone, because I know some people that if they drink Voddy, their behavior changes, whereas if they're drinking anything else, totally fine. So
I'll give you the positive version of this for me. I'm a vodka drinker now because I feel like it's a clear drink, or a gin and tonic guy, clear drink. And for me personally, a little bit less of a foggy mind the next day.
Okay.
But if there's a drink where I want to give myself a pat on the back the next day for my behaviour, it's brandy, bruv. It's brandy. Like, if I've been out and I think back, I'm like, I was a good bit of fun last night. And then in my head, I'm like, is that just me? And people are like, yeah, you were a good bit of fun last night on a brandy. The only thing is, a brandy's a heavy drink, bro.
So how do you? So you're saying that the brandy will potentially make you turn up slightly more on the night?
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll feel it more the next day than Voddy?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. To use science, if there's a direct correlation between the hypeness, the turn-upness, and the...
amount of brandy consumed.
Yeah, there is a direct correlation between brandy consumption and vibes, but there's also a converse reaction between dryness of mouth and soreness of head the next day and lack of vibes and cravings of muck breakfast.
I was succinct. I love that.
But... in order to test this fully, Sean, we're going to have to do more research is what my conclusion is.
You can't be doing half a job here.
Yeah, man. What about you? What kind of beverages are you consuming at the moment? Because I remember you, Sean, you were a whiskey man, a Scotch man at one point.
I was a Southern Comfort drinker, let's be honest.
What about when you was on the Chivas for a while?
Yeah, I had some Chivas and
Chivas
Coke.
Chivas were you on Coke?
Yeah, I did have some Chivas and Coke back in the day.
We've ginned it up?
Yeah, but... there was a period of about 5 years which I drank, like, I would go out and have 10 double Southern Comforts and be just totally smooth. Like, it just became part of my system. Nowadays, it's quite upsetting. I drink vodka soda limes.
Yeah, same. It's a safe drink, innit?
It's alcohol doesn't agree with me all that well. Yeah. And for me, it's about the safest, clearest. This is the thing as well. If I drink 10 glasses of Coke, the next day I will feel fucked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So I've got to try and be a bit more aware of the mixer.
I've found caffeine-free Coca-Cola as well. So I've actually got caffeine-free Coke Zero.
Does caffeine-free Coke Zero have aspartame in it?
I don't know if I know that caffeine-free Diet Coke is aspartame. But I don't know if Zero is.
Double check that. It is very bad for one's testosterone.
I think you got to drink like fucking 100 cans a day, don't you?
Nah, it's not. Is it? It's not. It's really bad.
Is that why my balls fell off?
I'm going to say there was a direct correlation.
Is there a direct correlation between testicular problems? What does it do? Like,
it's just really bad for your testosterone levels. It's honestly really not.
I might just have to.
I watched like a half an hour podcast on it. It was.
I might just have to risk it, bruv. Sorry, like, there's so much dangerous stuff out there. Like, what do I have? If I want a brandy and Coke, what do I do now?
Just have a Coke and get that sugar rush.
Get that sugar rush. And then get fat, though.
And get fat, yeah. Then sugar is the devil.
I could just not, innit? That's the thing. We're going like, that's not an option. You could just have a glass of water. I'm like, yeah, but that's not what I came here
for. You're like,
oh,
but if I wanted to drink 10, and you're like, why are you drinking 10? I drink 5.
But if I want 4 10, doubles. Yeah, I think for me, a brandy and Coke, I've treated myself to a nice little brandy this Christmas, but yeah, brandy and Coke is delicious. But the caffeine, like, I have to think about that as well. Like,
caffeine don't bother me.
The caffeine don't bother you.
I can have like 4 or 5 double espressos and then be like, right, off to bed.
Yeah. That's like what I did when we went away on holiday for our first night. Everyone's hitting the drinks and I was just, it's what I wanted though, innit? That's what I wanted though. Yeah. Anyway, we got time for another story if you want, Sean, or we can bounce, you know, we've hit a nice little hour here. We can save it for next week. Go on, let's save it for next week.
Come on then. I've got a good one for next week.
All right, sweet stuff, man. Well, thank you for following How to Kill Now. Thank you for putting up with our like kind of sporadic Christmas output. I'll be honest, it's been a tricky, and the sniffing, the snorting. It's been a tricky one, man, but we're back in action. I'll have finished my course of antibiotics.
I cannot believe.
I might have a trim and a haircut for the next episode as well.
2024 is mad, bro.
It's upon us.
It's mad.
This is going to hit people's ears in 2024. We will be recording 2024. Have a happy new year, Sean.
Likewise, bro.
Yeah, man. Big up.
Take it easy.
Oh, follow us at How to Kill an Hour on all socials, and I'm at Marcus Brunzi as well. Have a lovely day. Big love. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.